My name is Nathalie Bière. I'm a professor at the University of Montreal and also a researcher at the Centre de Recherche de l'Institut de Gériatrie de Montréal.
I have a lab about activities of daily living and aging. So we are interested about all type of studies related to aging in place and aging with cognitive deficits. So we work on dementia, also on very early forms of dementia and older persons with no cognitive deficits yet. And we also have a gerontic knowledge module, if I can say that like this. So we also work on technologies to support aging in place. There's many type of collaborations in a research lab like mine. So we have collaborations, of course, with students, with other teachers, with other researchers, with the community, with the public health system. Since we are situated in a hospital, we are really interrelated with the managers, the clinicians, but also patients from the hospital. And they take part generally of every aspects of research. So for me, collaboration is really having a big team of people that, when they are together, create really innovative and creative ideas. And all ideas are important, so it's not just the researcher's idea, but also ideas coming from the students or even from the older persons who takes part in the research project. In the last couple of years, I've been doing a lot of action research projects. So it starts from a need or a problem or an idea coming from any stakeholders in the community. Sometimes it comes from the older persons themselves. Sometimes it comes from the managers from the hospital. And what it brings to the type of research that I do in health science is that it brings real problems in the real world. So we do work on real problems in the real world. So sometimes when you're a researcher, you have all those ideas and theoretical models, and it's okay to create knowledge that is more fundamental, but you also have to cross the bridge to the real world and what the clinicians are, what is their reality, and how you should adapt to this reality by creating projects that will have a direct impact in the community. So it brings also a lot of knowledge transfer possibilities. So I mean by that they come to us with a problem, they explain their reality, so we have a better understanding of what is their reality, what they live on a day-to-day basis. But at the same time, we tend to transfer to them part of the knowledge that we create in research. So it really is sharing knowledge from the two parts. So for me, it's creating innovative ideas, being really real world, and transferring knowledge to researchers, but also to the stakeholders that work with us.